From the garden on deck 16, he ran down one of the sets of stairs, stairs in stairwells as in a building, not ladders as in a real ship, to deck 14, then went out on the main curved passage again to catch the drop tube down to deck 6. He could have used the access shaft itself, checking it out as he came, but he was eager to see how many people Hoch had collected. When he came through the hatch, he saw nothing at first, which was what he expected to see. Above and below, the shaft seemed empty, a smudged gray tube with a spiral ladder curling around bundled cables and pipes in the middle. Vokrace grinned, noting where lights had burnt out in helpful places. His pack appeared, one after another moving out of the shadows, out of hatches that opened into other access tunnels, out of whatever cover they'd found. One by one, they came up or down the ladder to cluster near him. 1, 3, 4, 6, 10, plus himself and Hoch. 12 only, and not enough. He scowled at Hoch.
Is this all?
No, but all who could come safely right now. 3 more coming, then they can slip away. Shramit saw Pilan and Rodik, but couldn't speak to them long enough. Gela is the only one nobody's seen or reported on.
Vokrace pulled out the knife and fork he'd taken.
Who has weapons?
They don't carry weapons. Not even the ones with weapon systems patches.
2 others had stolen dinner knives. Brolt had already started to sharpen his to a stabbing point.
The contractors?
They're here. But we haven't contacted them yet.
So, we don't know about the mechanism. It would be better to find out for ourselves without asking them. I don't trust them.
Vokrace's distrust had brought them all here. He had argued successfully that even if the scum were honest, they might panic and undo the job once they realized their own necks were in danger. Later, his plan had expanded. If they were quick enough, his warband would have the entire glory to themselves, the richest capture in the history of the Blood Horde.
We could take them. We could make sure they did it right.
We do need a few hostages.
They won't care.
Familius is different. Besides, we need some of their technical tricks. We're supposed to know how to do things we don't understand.
They nodded. They'd all found that out in only the few hours. Astounding that a warship crew, even down to the fewest of stripes, would be expected to understand all the gadgetry. But so it had proved. Only the fact that they'd been gassed, and assumed to have residual problems from that, had kept them from being discovered simply by their ignorance.
If we get one of the right family, it'll slow them down. They'll start to think about it. They'll try a rescue. Then we get more.
Ugh, so you want us to pick certain needles out of a stack of thousands?
If they come handy. Here, shove that one into the port, and let's get a crew list.
It was a blue and green ringed port, Vokrace noticed. Hoch put his wand in, and information appeared in little glowing letters projected on the air itself.
We want someone in scan, so they can tell us how to disable their miserable systems without blowing them away. The question is, do we want someone on the ship's crew? Someone from the schools division, or the heavy maintenance division?
Heavy maintenance. From what I heard, they've made all sorts of modifications to the original ship's architecture. The crew may not know about it, but those in maintenance will.
In a few minutes, they had a list of personnel assigned to remote sensing, 14th Heavy Maintenance Yard.
Commander Voorhees, that won't work. He'll be surrounded by people all the time. Lieutenant Bandal, and Serrano. Serrano. Wasn't that the bitch who caused us trouble at Xavier?
And an important fleet family. Even though he's only an ensign, that'll make them take notice.
Ha! If he knows enough, he's only an ensign. The lieutenant I found in Hull in architecture isn't an expert. The junior officers can be sent here for short runs.
If he doesn't know enough, we can snatch another from scan. The family connection alone will be useful.
Hostage of vengeance?
Well, we tell them it's a hostage.
They understood that. This Serrano cub would go back to his family, if he did, toothless and tamed. A warning not to interfere with Blood Horde nobles.
Now, have you all used the mapping function on these things?
Heads shook and Vokrace glared at them. They'd come for the technology. They should be learning to use it. The data wands weren't difficult. He put his own in the port this time, telling them about the fast and slow ports as if he'd known it all along. Then he switched to the open display, and the ship graphics glowed before them.
We need a higher access probe to find everything we want. So we need to kill someone in ship security with lots of stripes and use theirs. But here you can see...
He pointed out the bridge, the secondary command center tucked in between the two FDL drives, the medical decks, and the ship security offices on T5.
They'll have weapons and security. And if we knock out the security personnel, we've eliminated resistance. In medical, they'll have more of that sleepy gas and the antidotes.
Eye for eye.
All personnel, report to nearest lift tube bay on deck 7 and 8 for identification confirmation. All personnel, report to nearest lift tube bay.
Hoke stuck his data wand back in the port, this time choosing the faster display, which only the user could see.
They caught on. They're pulling everyone in for identification checks. Full scale, whatever that means.
They know something's wrong, but they don't know where we are. It'll take them a while to do the checks and issue new ID tags. Hours, probably. In the meantime, they won't even know how many of us there are. Vanta, Pormach, you'll get us new tags. Try to dispose of the bodies where it'll take a while to find them. Get the data ones, too. If you see any more of our people, sweep them up. Hook, take two, three if you must, and get those contractors. We need to know where the self-destruct is, and be sure the captain can't use it. The rest of you, come with me. We need weapons, especially as we're short-handed right now.
They come back here?
No, they have guns on this ship, if you can believe it. Maybe more than one, but at the top of T2, deck 16 and 17, lots of places to hide, and many ways in and out. There's a big tree, you can't mistake it, and an assault wall.
If we're seen...
Capture or kill, and don't capture more than you can handle on the move. They know they've got trouble. We'll show them how much!
Slow smiles answered him. They liked this much better than pretending to be soft-bellied fleet techs.
Go!
Captain Haken, wearing his own new ID tag, looked as grim as expected when he met with the other senior officers aboard. He had called them to the officers' lounge nearest the bridge, where officers just going off or coming on duty met informally. Now the room was guarded by security personnel, their wary eyes watching everyone in sight.
The Wraith crew members who came aboard as casualties from the forward compartments have not appeared for ID checks. We have forwarded what little video scan we have to Captain Seska aboard Wraith, and he is sure that at least 8 of those were never his personnel. He is showing every image to his remaining crew to check on the ones he said he wasn't sure of. But we must assume that all 25 Wraith casualties who were not injured and who were sent to work assignments by Chief Barahide are actually imposters. We do not know where they came from. I understand that Lieutenant Sweeza had a notion that they might be Blood Horde intruders. If so, this ship is in even more peril than we thought.
Admiral Dossignol sat forward in his seat.
Any sign of a Blood Horde ship?
No, Admiral. However, the situation with regard to our escort is tenuous.
Admiral Levati looked up.
Tenuous?
Yes. Sting and Justice, as the Admiral recalls, were assigned to patrol the same area as Wraith. Their captains insisted on returning to that patrol area, arguing that they could then guard the exit jump point there if the Blood Horde tried to use it. That made sense before we knew about the mine on Wraith. They'd been long gone by the time we suspected that intruders had come aboard.
And our present escort?
Is useless if the intruders gain control of this ship. They could destroy Kosciusko, of course, if they were ordered to do so. But who is to give the order? I have made it clear to both captains that they should do precisely this, if they think the ship has been captured. But they have not yet agreed. Captain Plethys said he did not feel certain he could know that the ship had been irrevocably lost, even if he could not make positive identification of an officer on the crew list on a comlink. He argued that communications capacity might be interdicted by the intruders without their actually gaining control.
Which is quite possible.
Quite so. In fact, any type of signal could, in theory, be interdicted by the intruders before they gained control. Captain Martin agreed with Captain Plethys and added that he did not wish to be responsible for the considerable destruction of life and material, even if the intruders did appear to control this ship. He argued that the rest of the wave will no doubt return to guard us, and offered his ship to go and explain the situation. I insisted that he stay, but I'm not sure he will.
You think he'll desert us in the face of enemy attack? That's treason.
There are no enemy ships on Scan, and he knows he can do nothing about the intruders already aboard. He probably thinks that will clear him with the Board of Inquiry.
Not if I'm around to argue it.
I agree, but if I remember Captain Martin, and I believe this is the same Arlen Martin I once attempted to teach military justice to, he's got a mind like an eel. Twisting and slithering away is his nature. I never did understand why he was given a ship.
So you think he'll go?
Probably. Certainly, if his scan techs can locate an enemy ship at a distance where he thinks we can't, then he'll claim he didn't know it was there. He doesn't make mistakes, you see.
Then, sirs, I'm faced with a dilemma which you have probably already anticipated. When do I throw the switch?
The switch?
The Admiral will recall that this ship, unlike vessels intended for combat, carries a self-destruct device, and my orders are unequivocal. If I believe that the Kosciuszko is in imminent danger of capture by a hostile force, I am to prevent such capture and appropriation by the enemy, by destroying the ship and, if necessary, her entire complement of personnel.
Are you serious?
Quite. We've talked about how useful this ship would be to the Blood Horde, their own private shipyard capable of manufacturing two or three fully armed cruisers just with the material in inventory, and with resupply of the most basic type, capable of building a battle group. Right now, it's full of the very people who know how to use it, some of whom, faced with torture or death, would cooperate with the Blood Horde, at least long enough to train replacements.
Nobody would!
I'm begging the Admiral's pardon, but no military organization in the history of man has had zero failure rate in any system, including the human system. The recent action at Xavier, and for that matter, Captain Martin, shows that Fleet is no exception. Besides, even if every person now aboard this vessel chose death, the Blood Horde can hire civilians from all over the galaxy to operate what they can't figure out.
But surely, we're not at that point yet. There are only a few Blood Horde aboard. Security will no doubt pick them up in a few hours.
The point at which I should push the button is before the Blood Horde have a chance to prevent it working. Do you think they haven't assumed such a device exists? Do you think they're not looking for it right now, disarming it if they found it? They don't want to lose this ship any more than we do, but the only way I can ensure that we don't lose it is to destroy it.
You're right, Captain. That's a tough decision. Are you asking for advice?
It's my decision, my responsibility. But I'll be glad to hear your ideas on choosing the right time. Only realize that the right time must be too soon rather than too late.
How do you test the device integrity, and what's your normal test cycle?
It's tested weekly by partially arming the device. It has its own control board, with the usual sensors, array, and so on. I have a vid scan of it, so I can see the attached status lights. And I also have scan that reports whether the circuits are functioning correctly.
So, have you tested it since the intruders came aboard?
Not yet. My concern, though, is that even if it tests out now, they could find and disable it at any time.
You've put a guard on it?
Yes. But as you know, we need security personnel in other areas, including searching for the intruders. They might overpower the guard.
Still, I should give you some warning. If the guard doesn't report, if the vid scan changes, you can test the system while the guard is there, can't you?
Yes.
Would you like a witness to the test?
Yes, I would.
And my suggestion is that you test it now, immediately. And my second suggestion is that you jump back out of this system, which would make it harder for the Blood Horde group we expect to find us.
And for our ships as well.
Yes, that's true. But avoiding a Blood Horde assault group seems more important at this juncture. I'm convinced that with over 25,000 loyal personnel on board, we can deal with the intruders, be they Blood Horde commandos or any other hostile group, as long as they aren't reinforced by outside forces.
Very well.
Haken spoke to the guard at the door and led them across to the bridge.